God's peace, children, and welcome to the Sunday school, as well as us older children, everyone who is listening to this through internet or YouTube. There might be also children attending this Sunday school this morning. We'll be together for a little while. On the other hand, this is a very pleasant task for me to talk to you children. Here in the tent, there are many angels. If we would see them, the ceiling would be covered by angels. There are the garden angels. And if we listen carefully, we can hear sounds, voices of children. Before, voices of Thanksgiving were often heard, but now children, we hear the voices of children, and they give thanks. Last time, a week ago, Sunday school was pretty far away from here. Maybe not so many were attending Sunday school in Ranua a week ago. There was a remembering phrase, and the topic was praying. We also will pray. We fold our hands. With the words of a song. And we will also sing this song. Our Lord, I pray you unto you. Guide our play. Take us into your caring and be close to us when sleeping. Give us mind of peace unto our homes. And let the grace grow. Amen. At the Sunday school, we will talk about angels. If there is no technical issues, we will see a picture of angels on the screen. How many of you have seen this kind of picture before? Quite many. It It is a beautiful picture. And this angel can be seen there. And this text from Saint Matthew, Jesus talked about angels. And this text, which is written there, maybe some of you can read already. There, Jesus says, "See that you do not look down on one of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven." Jesus talks about angels. Earlier in the Bible, it tells about when adults started talking, who is the greatest in the kingdom of God? And Jesus said, children are greatest in the kingdom of God. There are many angels in the Bible and also on our text for today. Our eyes are like this, that we see many things here. You can see your mother and father and the speaker, Reijo, but there are also things that you cannot see with your eyes. Angels are like this. Our Heavenly Father has created angels. They exist. Your children know that Jesus always speaks truth. Jesus many times mentions angels. Angels came to comfort Jesus and so on. On this text, it says that everyone has their own angel. You and me, we have an angel. You, dear child, every one of you has their own angel. Your angel that you have sees the face of the Heavenly Father. Who is so bright that a human cannot look at the face of the Heavenly Father, but the angels can see it. The angels see the face of the Heavenly Father. Isn't it secure, dear children, when you have this guardian angel close to us? We cannot see the angel. I'm now talking about angels that cannot be seen, but there are also these angels that we can see who are sitting here. But some people have seen angels. Isn't it weird? Wonderful. Sometimes somebody has seen an angel when something special has happened. When sister once told, But she heard a voice when a child had been died, and she heard when the angel came from the window. And we believe that the angels exist. It is a matter of faith. There's this picture that you can see. When I was thinking about this Sunday school, I thought that we may talk about this picture of angels and a song of angels. Quite many had seen this picture. In this picture, an angel is guarding a child. There is a girl and a boy. It is you and your sister, or you and your brother. The pathway is dangerous. Luckily, you have seen this picture before, so you remember what the picture is like. There's a bridge. There's in a bad condition. But the Heavenly Father has sent an angel to guard these children who are helping each other when it's a dangerous pathway. Your children, it is secure to be at home with your mom and dad and siblings, but have you ever been afraid of something? Also, I have been afraid of something sometimes. In what kind of situations have you been afraid? Somebody could say. Darkness. It feels that even the shadows move. The angels also guard in the darkness. Sometimes I have fallen when you fall, you can go to your mom or dad and ask for a plaster bandage. How many of you have been sick sometimes? Quite many. It came to my mind when I was a small boy that time. I had a rash on my arm, and I lost my strength. I had a believing mom, and I was wondering if my hand will be healed. But my mom said that the Heavenly Father will heal it. I was afraid how it will go. When you're sick, you may fear. Has anyone of you got lost from your mother or father. It can happen very quickly, especially at summer services where there are many people. My wife, Sara, once got lost at summer services in Kuusamo. And she feared, but there also were the angels of God. And everything ended good. Well, it is good that we have these angels. When we believe according to the Bible, we also believe that the angels guard us and guide us. Now we have been talking about this picture of angels. Are you still able to sit for a while? We could sing. Your children sing so loudly that sing so loudly that it covers the voices of us adults. We will continue after this song a little bit, but this will be your remembering song. Song of Zion 162. We had a choir of children. You can just wonder, your dear children. Your travel escorts of us adults. When the Sunday school will start in the fall, you can tell that we can if we can sing this Song of Zion 162 was our memorial phrase. It talks about angels, and it's a prayer for that the Heavenly Father would bless mom and dad. And when we have gathered on this Sunday school, we can quietly in our hearts say that, dear Heavenly Father, bless mom and dad and siblings and everyone. Let the grace grow us and take care of us. Jesus was there on the shore of a lake Tiberia, if I remember right. There were adults on the shore. Is there also adults in our Sunday school? Jesus said to these adult people, children, do you have anything to eat? This way, Lord Jesus also says to you, mothers and fathers and grandmas and grandpas, there is something to eat. You can believe all your sins and corruption and everything forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And your children and youth, be in good cheer. Jesus wants to bless you. Although you now see that Reijo has this serving turn, but the Heavenly Father will take you in lap. Jesus, the friend of children, takes you in the lap and blesses you and says, be in good cheer. And you can be under this blessing. All sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. It is a beautiful picture where when Jesus took children and blessed them, maybe Jesus said to the children, be in good cheer and remain in faith. Our Heavenly Father will take care of us in His kingdom. The Sunday school has gone very well. I have been able to sit there. It's easy for me. I don't need to sit down. But you have been sitting. The serving turns. I'm not talking about myself. These are not always easy. But when you can speak to children, I am thankful for this. It carries me until the end of my life. And I want to ask, dear brothers and sisters, may I believe my sins forgiven? I want to believe together with you. And if there's someone who didn't make it to other services but the Sunday school, you heard that there is this gospel. Everyone can believe their sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood until the peace and joy. When I was a kid, I wanted to hear the evening prayer. My dad was sleeping next to me. And I said to my dad, give me a finger. And I grabbed his finger. And we said this kind of prayer that we will now quiet in this prayer, closing prayer. Dear Jesus, bless us, give us angels, cover us with their wings, and never leave us. Amen.